Lesson 11. Sick Pets. Reading. While a new pet naturally brings joy and new discoveries to its owner, it can also bring worry and difficulties. Chief among these worries are health problems, and some new pet owners may be poorly prepared for the effort that is required to keep a pet healthy or restore a sick pet back to health. Take the example of dogs. Perhaps the first thing that a new owner should be aware of is that specific breeds of dogs can face inherent health problems. Some common breed-specific issues include hip dysplasia for large dogs, such as a Labrador, arthritis for medium and large-sized dogs, glaucoma for poodles and beagles, among others, bloat for large and giant breeds, such as St. Bernard, and mitral heart disease for Chihuahuas and Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. The best advice for any prospective owner is to research the breed they are interested in thoroughly in order to find out the breed-specific problems that might affect their new pet as a puppy or at some point later in its life. It is also common sense for any owner to keep a close eye on their pet. By getting to know the pet's normal habits, appearance, and temperament, it should be easy to spot any changes that can signify a health problem. Some minor problems can be treated at home, and given the high cost of professional veterinary treatment, for some people, this may be the only option. Many dog owners treat pet ailments, such as minor wounds, fleas, or even a worm infection, by themselves. They will tend to adopt a wait-and-see attitude, rather than rush to the vet at the first sign of any problem. However, some symptoms are more serious, and it is important for owners to know which signs indicate a need for immediate veterinary care. Physical trauma from a fall or a car accident will always require an immediate veterinary examination. A deep wound, especially as a result of a fight with another animal, should also be examined by a vet straight away. For dogs, pale gums often indicate that something is seriously wrong. The animal could be in shock for various reasons, or else may be suffering from anemia. As with humans, an abnormally high or low body temperature can be serious and rapidly lead to further complications, and so needs to be checked as quickly as possible. If a pet is experiencing a seizure or is unconscious, then it should be immediately taken to the vet, who can then attempt treatment to prevent permanent brain or nerve damage. Two very common symptoms that frequently affect dogs and cats are vomiting and diarrhea. It can be very distressing to see a pet suffering from severe vomiting, diarrhea, or both. Probably the most common cause of these symptoms is the pet eating something it should not have, such as an unfamiliar food item or a non-food item. Many other conditions and diseases can also cause vomiting and diarrhea, including kidney disease, an obstruction in the intestine, or a viral infection such as parvovirus. If the symptoms are severe, prolonged, or if further symptoms are observed, such as blood in the stools, then a trip to the vet is unavoidable. He or she will soon be able to identify whether there is a simple cause or whether the animal has a chronic disease.